Thursday case file, the 6th of August, 2026. I'm Bully. Today we're opening a real case file, names changed, facts unchanged.
These are always eye-opening. What's the case?
Fake HMRC rebate SMS network. Context from Darkwatch, 288,625 intelligence records this month are relevant to this exact type of fraud. The setup, a coordinated SMS phishing network, sent over 200,000 text messages in 48 hours claiming recipients were owed a £427 tax rebate. The messages included a link to a clone of the gov.uk website. The site asked for name, address, date of birth, national insurance number, and bank account details.
What happened next?
The twist, the criminals didn't just use the bank details for identity fraud. They cross-referenced the NI numbers against leaked credential databases to find reused passwords, then attempted login on email accounts, PayPal, Amazon, and cryptocurrency exchanges.
Wait, so the thing most people think protects them actually made it worse?
Exactly. That's the detail that matters. SIM swapping. The fraud ring used cloned SIM cards to intercept SMS verification codes. Before victims even realized their tax rebate was fake, their email accounts had been taken over and password reset links were being sent to the attacker's device.
What was the final outcome?
Action Fraud received 3,800 reports in the first week. Estimated losses exceeded £2.1 million. The network was eventually disrupted by a joint NCA and City of London police operation, but only 12% of the stolen funds were recovered.
And the single most important thing to remember:
HMRC never contacts you by SMS about rebates. Never. If you get a text claiming you're owed money, delete it. Check your tax account directly on gov.uk by typing the address yourself. Final tip, don't post your holiday dates online. Burglars and identity thieves both use this information. Case file archived at cyberawareook.co.uk. Each case has a full prevention checklist.
Share this with someone. It could save them thousands.
Stay informed. We fear no one.